Oya gara mere, oya gara nice.
Okay, so go joke market with good price.
A Hollywood movie set and shot in Ugandan slum and featuring no white actors or characters. But why is it so unusual to see African stories told in this way by major Hollywood studios? One of the stars of the film, Lupita Nyong'o, who's from Kenya, credits the film's director, Mira Nair, who's lived in Kampala for almost 30 years.
In Mira's hands, it's told with the Africans front and center of their own narrative, which is such a breath of fresh air. It's unfortunately so rare, and it's not until you have a film like this that you realize how much is missing from this voice, from this perspective.
Mama. Can you do big things from such a small place?
Don't think about such things.
Why not?
You'd be disappointed.
While the story, one of the triumph of the underdog and with a happy ending, is very much a Disney tale, the film has kept its Ugandan character. The jokes and the language are true to place, and the struggle of slum life is not played down. Director Mira Nair said she worked hard to keep the film authentic.
That is the Uganda I live in, embracing life. Even if we have not much, you focus on what you have, not on what you don't have. And that is the story I wanted to tell, because that is the story very rarely seen about Africa. If you're seeing a story at all about our great continent, it is a story of bestiality or war or dictatorship or a white savior coming in and telling us how to draw water from a well. It is never about our own potential and our own everyday life and the dignity that accompanies it.
No. Fiona, never tip your king so quick. Eh?
Why not? When you're going to be beaten anyway.
Look, focus on what you have.
Coach, I think you don't come from here.
David Oyelowo, who plays the chess coach Robert Katende in the film, says the idea that African stories can't find a wide audience is dishonest.
I think there have been so many lies told in the past by the gatekeepers of the film industry, lies that they have imposed upon the audience, that stories like this don't travel, that an African story can only work if the protagonist is a foreigner, the Western audience needs someone to relate to, box office will only be garnered if it is someone we can relate to. To be perfectly frank, all it's done is perpetuate a kind of white supremacist agenda.
Could you please show Fiona how to move the pieces?
In chess, the small one can become the big one.
The movie also stars several young Ugandans who have never acted before. Martin Kabanza, who plays Fiona's brother, saw himself on the big screen for the first time at the film's premiere in Toronto.
Oh, I felt so good and nervous to see myself on a big screen because I didn't think that it would be that big.
Martin says the older actors helped him to understand his job on set.
It was good because we had help of Lupita and help of Mira and also David. They were always there for us and they taught us how to get into character because me, I had never acted before. I didn't know what it means to get into character.
Young girl, come inside. What is your name?
Fiona.
The biggest star of the film is Madina Nalwanga, who plays Fiona. It was also her first acting job. She remembers the day she got the part of Fiona Mutesi.
They told me, you know, you got the part. You're going to play as Fiona. I was very excited, but shaking. I was nervous. I could not believe that it is really true, because there were very many people who were casted for that part. And all the time, I was praying, I wish I get the part, I wish I get the part.
Despite a quiet opening weekend in the USA, the film has been a critical success. So Queen of Katwe may still change the way Hollywood tells stories about real African lives. Gronya Harrington for RFI in Kampala.
Kampala.